This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, they're doing a thing on one of the news stations. How do you feel about the big showdown leaving Mile High Stadium and people don't like it?
I don't like it.
People don't like it at all.
I understand it, though.
By the way, I don't have a piece of paper on it, but I do know that Slacker and Steve are going to be out there tonight, right?
Yeah, they are.
At the showdown.
They're doing some tailgate situation.
CU versus CSU tonight, the big one. Who are you for?
I think I'm going to pull for CU. CU's going to beat them.
See, I like CSU.
Well, CSU did not look good in their last game. They lost a game they should have never lost.
No, but I'll tell you why I like CSU over CU.
Why's that?
I feel like the kids of CU are a little snotty.
Yeah,
I feel like they know that their school costs a little more.
Okay.
Their parents are a little wealthier.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, where's CU?
They look at the CSU group as a bunch of farmers.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, even though they're not.
Farmers taking on the scientists.
That's what they feel doctors. Like. It's not like that, though.
It's not like that.
No.
Nope.
They all have the same programs.
You've changed my mind. Go Rams.
I'm just saying that CSU is a fine.
By the way, today is Wear Your Colors Day.
Learning
colors on.
I didn't even finish my sentence, but I'll wait.
You got on black.
Oh, yeah, for CU. Crap.
You do.
Do you love this shirt?
Do.
Do you love this shirt?
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's nice, I guess. I feel like I've seen it a few times.
No, you haven't.
I've never seen that shirt. Hell out of here.
No, this is the shirt I bought where they give you champagne. This
really?
Is the champagne shirt.
That's a new shirt.
Yes, it's a new shirt. It's where they give you champagne on a tray when you walk in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that shop, that little shop you went to
the
over
boutique.
In Cherry Creek, wasn't
the
it?
The boutique.
Oh, that boutique.
The boutique.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, my girlfriend, so I saw the price and I was like, oh, hell no. I mean, listen, this shirt looks like I could get it at Walmart and I'm not even kidding. And but then Ursula's like, don't worry, I have a 30% off online coupon. And I just started laughing. I was like, we can't use the coupon if they're giving us champagne. Uh-uh. And she's like, the hell we can't. That shirt is so ridiculously priced. You have got to use the 30% coupon. And I'm like, I don't even want the shirt. I can get it at Walmart. And she said, no, it's cashmere. So I'm like, okay. But we used a 30% coupon at a place that gives you champagne.
Wow. Yeah. That bothers you.
It just feels weird.
Yeah.
Like they knew we couldn't afford it.
Well, they offered the coupon, though.
It was hers. I had to use hers. Ursula's. She had an online coupon. But then we had to do the whole thing. Can I use her coupon that's on her email?
See, I don't know why you feel so weird about that. I don't know why you feel weird about that because the company themselves, the boutique, they offer the coupon.
I know, but it wasn't my coupon. It was Ursula's.
Oh.
It was a whole process of like...
Yeah.
Like, hi, I know I can't
afford
them.
You're not a coupon person.
You're not either.
I can't keep up with them. I just don't. I don't take
you
the
even
time.
Said that you feel bad. Like, you see the person in front of you, and you're like, damn, I could have got that out for a dollar.
Yeah, I do. I feel bad in a different way. I feel bad that I'm so lazy that I don't use them to save myself some money. Because the people that coupon, I've seen them say, Jamie, I've been in front of or
there's
behind
people. There's a TV
people.
Show about them.
I've been behind people at the grocery store. I know, but that's a TV show, so you don't feel like that's real. But I've seen people, literally, walk up
people.
To King Supers and save 50 and 60 bucks.
I know. That's why I like that Groupon.
Yeah.
Yeah. We play the Groupon commercial. Have you ever gone on Groupon?
No.
Oh, my God. I think what you do, though, with Groupon, and we play them, and I know they are a big fan of the show, the people from Groupon, but I think that what happens with Groupon is you start buying stuff that maybe you wouldn't have bought.
I do, too.
Like tango lessons.
Yeah, it's like, this is such a deal. I can't pass this up. I know, right? You know what? I love to tango. Never done it, but I love it.
I know. It's like, I have tango lessons in the back right now.
I can do the foxtrot on a Thursday night. Not a problem. Exactly. For 50% off? Hell yeah, I'll go. Then you never use it.
You never use it.
Well, you did that. You booked us into, what was it we were going to do? Weren't we going to go to that padded room or something?
Yeah, we're going to go to a padded room.
That's what, was that it?
Yes.
I think it was. I think you bought like 4 Groupons that me, you, and Sean were going to go to this room, and it's one of those rooms that you have to figure out how to get out of the room.
It wasn't padded. Yeah, it was.
Wasn't it?
Yes. What's that called?
It's not padded.
Am I wrong here?
No, because you're looking at me like I'm.
No, you're totally right.
Yeah, okay.
No, you're totally right. So it was a.
It's not a padded room. You're right. The padded rooms are where you beat things up.
Yes.
This room was
locked in and trying to get out room.
Yeah. Yeah. You had to figure out a puzzle.
Yes.
Of some type.
And it sounded so fun, and we were doing it for Sean's birthday, remember? And I bought them all.
You bought 4.
Yeah.
Me, you, Sean, Shayna.
And then.
And we never went.
Then.
We never went. Never.
Oh, well. Anyway, let's get to some tablet trash. Like I said, the big showdown tonight. Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
Slacker and Steve, go out and meet them tonight before the game. And make sure you go to the game because, again, it's going to be leaving Mile High Stadium, which is so sad.
Ask Steve for a $20 bill. He carries so much money
on
him.
He does, yeah.
So just go ask Steve if you can borrow $20. Never pay him back, but ask him. He's a giver.
You know what else he likes? But you have to ask him first. What? He likes it when women stick their tongue in his ear.
He does.
He loves it.
He does.
It's a thing with him. But you have to ask him first. Be like, Steve, can I put my tongue in your ear? And he'll be like, right. Oh, my God, it's my favorite thing.
You do have to ask because if you don't, it's assault.
Exactly. That's why I threw that in there.
I just want to make sure we're clear. So remember, tongue in the ear and $20.
You're not going to believe this, BJ Harris.
What's that?
2015. 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You and I sat here.
And?
We sent Hank to smell a stinky flower.
We sent Hank. That's true. It was blooming.
Yes.
Wasn't it at the zoo? Or somewhere?
It's at the Denver Botanical Gardens.
Guess what?
It's happening again. It hasn't happened for 3 years, that's been.
The stinky plant?
Is that crazy? Does that feel like it's been 3 years that we sent Hank there?
Oh, it feels much longer than
Does
that.
Does it? It feels sooner to me. Oh, okay.
So long.
All right. A escape room is the thing we're thinking of.
The escape room.
It is the escape room. And then some people say the Groupons never expire. We can still go.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah.
Well, it sounded good at the time. I don't know.
You don't want to go to an escape room now?
Jamie, first of all, let me say this.
All right.
I know you.
No, you don't.
I know you. And knowing you,
yeah.
God knows where those Groupons are right now. There is no...
Wouldn't they be in the system? They'd be in the system.
Can you reprint them?
I don't know. Let me go look.
I don't think you can.
I'll go look.
I don't know if you can reprint it, though.
And I feel like they're in the system.
Okay, well...
If they were actually... I get what you're saying. If they were physical paper, they're gone.
Yeah,
but I feel
they
like they're in the mind of the computer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. Do you know I still have a couple of airlines that I bought insurance for, and I still haven't got my refund? How long does that last? Because remember, I was going to Las Vegas. My dad's house caught on fire. Thank God I bought that airline ticket with insurance on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know, you know, obviously my dad's house was going to catch on fire. So the next day I didn't go to Las Vegas to meet Alina. Instead, I went to Southern Illinois to be with my dad. And I still haven't turned in that insurance.
Maybe you still can.
I don't know. It's been 5 years.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Hey.
I doubt. Although I do, I think that you do a great service to your customers when you put out these coupons and stuff and you don't put an expiration.
Me too.
That's ridiculous. I hate that.
Somebody just texted, this is probably the worst tablet trash I've ever heard. You know what? I'm not in the mood for this. This crap is free. It's Labor Day weekend. Just enjoy yourself.
Oh, my.
God, I'm not going to be critiqued on a Friday before Labor Day. I'm not going to be critiqued. Go away. Go find another show. Bye-bye.
Maybe we should go to the padded room instead of the escape room.
I'm not in the mood for it. Not in the mood for it. Stop it. All right, getting back to tablet trash. Aretha Franklin. Man, is she having a funeral or what?
Man, it's been a celebration week for her, even though she's dead.
Right, yeah. She can't see it.
Right.
Well, we don't know. Maybe she can. Anyway, tonight's funeral is supposed to last 6.5 hours.
I think it starts this morning, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it starts at 10 o'clock this morning from what I saw.
6.5 hours?
Yeah.
Now, here's what the big gossip was.
That's way too much.
6.5 hours.
If I go there, you think Stevie Wonder wants to sit there for 6.5 hours?
I see what you're saying. Anyway, 6.5 hours, Aretha Franklin, the funeral's tonight. But they have been having this memorial service. And last night, all these people sang. Now, here was the shocking one. Do you know that Patti LaBelle and Aretha Franklin hated each other?
No.
They had a huge feud going on for years. So everybody was shocked and awed that last night, Patti LaBelle got on stage and sang a performance about Aretha Franklin. Here it is.
Four more minutes.
Okay. This is what you guys want to hear besides BJ and I talk about padded rooms.
Yeah, really.
Bastards.
No kidding.
Beer.
Another beer already?
You know what?
Second one.
Are you counting?
Yeah.
You're counting how many beers I'm having?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
By the way, we just got a memo. The offices are closing at 2 o'clock today.
We put it out 2 days ago.
My girlfriend, Tina, she's at the... what's that thing that runs back and forth, that train thing?
Yeah, the light rail.
She's at the light rail. Oh my God, she just took a picture of it. She's the only person at the light rail.
Right. I had a couple of employees here yesterday tell me that here's what their plan is for today, because that memo came out about, I think, Wednesday or so, but they're going to close it too. So these guys around here, man, they're planning. They plan their Friday. Here's what they do. They try to get into the office by 9:30. Nobody's going to question you because everybody's running late Labor Day weekend. And then they book a lunch for like 10:30.
Yeah.
And they never come back.
They never come back.
They never come back.
They never
so
come back.
They get an hour and a half in the office, if that, and never come back.
They never come back.
And I know a couple of clowns in here that are doing that today.
Well, I know a clown that happens to be at the Dirty Duck.
Yes. Powerball Pete.
Is that the Dirty Duck?
He's the biggest bozo clown of them all.
Wow.
I know that's what he's up to today.
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans. You're right. He's at the Dirty Duck drinking.
The Dirty Duck.
Well, what a way to kick off a Friday, I guess.
Yeah, who cares? All right, let's hear. What else can I find you that's good? Heather Locklear officially charged with she might go away, BJ.
Well,
they don't seem like they're laying off on her.
No. Well, they kind of do to me, though, because it's all misdemeanors.
Misdemeanors?
Yes. If you're going to throw the book at her, I just don't understand how you assault a police officer and it's a misdemeanor. If I do it, it's a felony.
Yeah. I don't know. She also choked her mom and dad. That doesn't seem very nice. I mean, it's, you know, things go.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll see what happens with her. It doesn't look so great. And then finally, Prince Harry. He seems like a cool cat. That Prince Harry with Meghan Markle. Markle.
Yeah, I've never seen so much hoopla over a person wearing a miniskirt. My goodness.
Oh yeah, people did not like.
Oh my gosh,
no, she's royalty. Why? She's royalty.
Well, you can still see her legs.
No,
that royalty crap is way, way, way outdated.
She's going to be
Why
the
don't
new.
Show her.
You
legs.
Know what? She's going to be the new Princess Diana because Princess Diana, like Princess Diana, basically said people didn't want her to be a queen inside the establishment.
Yeah,
remember because she broke some of the rules. Meghan Markle's going to be the slut of Canterbury.
I like it. She's a rebel.
Is there a Canterbury?
Do your own thing.
Like Canterbury.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just letting go.
She is, man. And those thigh-high boots. Did you see the thigh-high boots with the mini skirt?
I did. Oh, yeah. I saw everybody in Europe is all upset with this.
Well,
I
feel like the pasties were a little much with the tassels.
Yeah.
That was a little much.
I thought it was perfect. I think the queen should wear that.
Somebody said you should check and see, but I heard light rail is shut down at Broadway. Can we check on that? So Tina won't be going to work today. Mm. All right, we'll check. Anyway, Prince Harry sings from Hamilton for a crowd. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Duke of Sussex.
You say.
What was that?
That's all he sang.
That's all he did. He got up there and sang those first two words.
Thank you for getting that clip.
Well, it was the Duke of Sussex.
Well. Did you find out anything about the light rail?
8 hours ago, a pedestrian was hit by the light rail train.
Oof.
So that may be...
8 hours ago?
That's when this story came out.
So yeah. Last night.
10:30 p.m.
Wow. All right. I feel like today we should have taken today off, but it's too late now. We're
it's gone
here.
So good.
It's really...
It's gone
really
so good.
Really has. All right, there you go. Tumblr trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.